All righty, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So, I guess the overall question is the way we dress in America. Do you believe it has gone downhill and that has affected the quality of life and the quality of how we perceive ourselves in America? When did it begin? You look at pictures of people on airplanes in the 1960s and even the 1970s, and people were wearing dresses and suits. Even the little tykes were somewhat dressed up. Now you go on an airplane and it's, you know, it's potluck, baby. It's potluck. And you know, obviously people want to be cozy. They want to be comfortable. I get that. I understand that. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you're joining us late, basically, your humble host here, I've got three styles of dress. Number one is what I'm wearing right now, a T-shirt and sweatpants and moisturizing heel socks for my dry feet. That's what I'm wearing. Oh, yeah, and underwear, too. I should probably point that out. So, Calvin Klein, by the way, in case you wanted to know. But that's one style of dress. The other style of dress is going out casual, which is jeans and generally a nice shirt, although sometimes a cut-off T-shirt with a band name on it. Like Back to the Bars. Had a chance to see my buddies over the weekend, and they just amazed me with their musical and vocal virtuosity. There's so many great bands out there. I don't even know where to begin. I try to tell you about them as I hear them because there are so many. There's just so many unbelievable musicians around here. But like anybody else, I've got my favorites. You've got your favorites, but they've done a really nice job. At Sorrentino's at Main and Mill in Williamsville over the weekend, bringing in some bands that I'd never heard of that were absolutely sensational. So nice work, Mike DeVita. And don't worry, Mike, I think he might have bought me a drink once, maybe. So there's no quid pro quo there, nothing sleazy going on underneath the table. And then the third quality of dress is when I put on a very nice suit. And I believe personally, look, a lot of it depends on what you can afford. And I believe every gentleman should have at least one awesome suit and one awesome shirt and a whole bunch of really cool ties. And some places are ridiculously expensive, as you know, for menswear, and I'm sure for women's wear as well. But frankly, I've never seen myself in a skirt and don't anticipate that happening anytime real soon, although it would make for a heck of a reality show, wouldn't it? Let's get back to Kathy in Lockport. Kathy, continue your thoughts, my love, on WBEN.
Well, I definitely agree that we have gone downhill, especially in the workplace, and that's where my pet peeve is. I feel you should dress the part for the job, you know. And if they, you know, I don't mind people, if they want to shop in their pajamas, you know, that really doesn't bother me. Be comfortable, but we have gone downhill, definitely.
You know, but think about this, though. In the 1960s, 70s, and even the early 80s, if you'd seen somebody at the grocery store in their pajamas, your first thought would be, apparently they're mentally ill, and they must be out on a pass.
Yeah, well, sometimes you still wonder about them, people, too.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not trying to mock mentally ill people. I'm just saying that there was a time when that was so outside of the lines as to call the pajama wearer's sanity into some question. Correct?
Correct. Yep. And that was an everyday occurrence.
I haven't seen, you know what?
People,
I think the pajama phase. Go ahead.
People still do stare at them. You look twice, like, oh my God, do I see that? Yeah, so it's accepted, but, you know, people still think twice about them, I think.
I honestly have not seen the pajama in public thing in quite some time.
Oh, gosh, go to Walmart. You can't go to Walmart, they're there. They had to say what it is.
I should probably point out that I really hate shopping.
You don't see them.
That's a good point. I mean, the places I go are typically restaurants, and it's very unusual to see somebody in pajamas at a restaurant.
You feel better when you wear your suit. You feel good about yourself when
absolutely.
You have your suit on. Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you something that bothered me. Somebody accidentally sent me a text that wasn't intended for my eyes, and it said something along the lines of, and Tom wears his suits. He thinks he's so much better than everybody. Like, what? Because I wear a suit? I mean, I mean, if I acted like some kind of a jerk, I could understand it, but I mind my P's and Q's.
Yeah. And you look nice doing it.
Not looking to get into a fight in a nice suit. T-shirt, different story, but nice suit, you know. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Nothing like a well-dressed man.
Well, okay. Well, continuing on that, along that line, my advice to single male callers complaining about the lack of women that they are attracting is you need to dress well in order to attract the kind of woman you are trying to attract. If you're trying to attract somebody who is professional and a woman and not a girl, you wear a suit.
Correct.
I mean, I go to Poppy Grande's and I wear a suit. People mock me for that. It's like, well, too bad. I just happen to like wearing it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, but again, I really believe, and I'd like your thoughts on this too. Do you not feel better when you are dressed well? Because I sure do. This summer, early summer for me, sucked. Spring and summer sucked. And one of the ways I dealt with it is when I went out to certain places, I would wear a very nice suit because it made me feel better about myself at a time where things weren't going so well. And it really made a big difference. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, by the way, kidney stone update. It is still in me. I have yet to give birth, so I'm afraid that surgical intervention is going to be required because it ain't moving. And the lemon juice ain't working. The apple cider vinegar, all I can say about apple cider vinegar is I would rather drink, can't say what I was going to say, just fill in the blank. Ugh. Let's go to, it's amazing how something just 4 centimeters can cause you such distress. Anyway, here is, and come on, it's early July, it presents, and it's still here. It's almost October. I think it's time to get that taken out, don't you? Here's Joe in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WPEN. Your thoughts on, have we become a nation of slobs, or are we simply cooler now? Are we just a better nature of beast?
Oh, we've become a complete nation of schmucks, actually. And it's funny that the last call of the woman kind of led into a segue here. I don't know if you ever heard of the website called People of Walmart.
Yes,
of
course.
It's just all that. And it really, really shows a huge segment of the American population of what they've become. But it's just become way too common in America to see someone wearing a hoodie everywhere or a backwards baseball cap, torn jeans, a wife beater. That's something I don't know if someone has mentioned. Baggy pajamas, gym shorts, tank tops, band t-shirts, and of course the sweatpants army everywhere. And it's just, you know, a lot of this is very deeper than I think people are putting on, but when children have been, you know, being indoctrinated from a very young age into this like nihilist and cultural Marxist worldview, they're taught to kind of hate tradition and hate beauty. It's no coincidence that as younger people started to embrace more leftist values, that they become more repugnant looking outwardly. And I really kind of noticed this when Roe v. Wade got overturned, when you saw the pro-life side and all the women are like, you know, they look feminine and they're pretty, they got long hair, they're smiling, they look normal. And then the other side, it's like the gates of hell opened up. It's just goblins and imps just foaming at the mouth. They got, you know, hair in their armpits, buzzed heads, green hair. You know, there's something to do with your worldview and how it makes you want to dress. And I think that's a component to this. We just have lax standards in the society, and the mothers and fathers that have raised their kids have done everybody a disservice by this. It's easy to complain about it, but did you raise your kid to, you know, pull up his pants and tuck his shirt in and shave and shower and cut his hair and be on time and say yes, sir, no, sir, you know, and just do what you're told and have manners and
look presentable? That's the military's job, sir. That's the military's job, not the parents' job.
You don't think so?
I'm kidding. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, and
I'm speaking ironically. Hold on, if you would, because I like the way you talk. I mean, using nihilistic in a sentence, I mean, come on, you don't do better than that. So hold on. I want to hear more of what you have to say, because and also, I don't know if you've read this, but one book. Now, I don't know if there's a comparable book for women, but one of the most important books that you will ever read is by John Malloy, and it's called Dress for Success. And I'm going to tell you something. That book, you read that book, and you will, in fact, know how to properly present yourself in a professional or formal setting. Dress for Success. My mom bought it for me whenever it first came out. And if you are a young man or a middle-aged, even an older man, and nobody ever taught you how to dress, that book will teach you how to dress. And it still is excellent, because Malloy was very big on certain men's fashions being timeless. And I've referred to the movie The Outfit on Amazon, and the tailor in that movie makes the point to one of the gangsters with whom he's dealing that your suit there, that's timeless. And he's right, because the suit you see in the movie that was set in 1956, I believe, would pass muster in 2023. Some things are timeless, and a great quality suit that is not flamboyant is timeless. Bell-bottom suits, you know, you might have one in your closet from the 70s that you hold on for disco parties, but whatever. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go back to the call, and the guy who uses the big words is back with us on WBEN, Joe in Cheektowaga. I just want to express my admiration and respect for your vocabulary and your sentence construction and your argument skills, if I may.
Oh, thanks, sir. I mean, the bar is set so low. I mean, I don't know if you're really being sarcastic or not. I mean, the bar is set so low.
No, sir. I talked to thousands of people over the course of a year, and you are extremely erudite, and you connect with me. I connect with you. I mean, I'm not going to marry you, but I'm just saying.
But that's great to hear. I feel so much more relieved now that you don't want to marry me. Thank you for can exhale now. But we just need adults to be adults and men to raise their sons to be presentable, and women and moms to raise their daughters to be modest. I mean, I was ripping on the dudes a little bit with all the tank tops and the wife beaters and whatever, but I mean, a lot of women, when they go out, they got the cellulite going and they got the short shorts on. You know, they're just way too frumpy. And it's just like, what are you doing? The spandex where their butt crack is hanging out, or their frontal private area is showing.
Yeah, and it's just like, are you a working? I don't need to see camels when I go out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I don't think we're asking for too much here.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We have cell phone overlap. I don't mean to consistently interrupt you, but that's exactly what I'm doing, and I apologize.
No, I was just going to say, I know the one guy who called in at the end of last week about being misidentified as homeless. I don't think I'm going out on too much of a limb here to say, if you don't want to be identified as homeless, maybe not look like you're homeless. I mean, what is that so hard? I don't know. I mean, we don't have to be dressed to the nines when we go out every 5 seconds, but can men wear a polo or a button-up shirt? Can women wear a nice dress and, you know, look like they're from Earth? I don't understand. Like, why is that too much to say? Just look us a particular way that is becoming of an adult.
Well, that is the point I tried to raise with our caller. He called in today, but I figured we already heard his argument last week, so I wanted to give other people a chance to call in. Tom in Lackawanna, no disrespect intended. But the other side to that story is true. I prefer a certain kind of automobile, all right? And I've bought three of them so far. And the last couple of ones I've bought, I literally walked in with sweatpants and a T-shirt, but it's okay because they knew me and they understood that if I come in there, I'm going to buy something. And there is a very famous story from that dealership about a young salesman who basically gave the runaround to some guy who walked in dressed like he was homeless. and that same guy got another salesperson and ended up driving out with a brand new 911. Like, okay. sometimes you can't tell. There are a lot of people with a hell of a lot of money who dress like they are, in fact, homeless. But I think that there are more people who are able to afford at least a modestly respectable wardrobe who fail to do so, when it would be so easy to upgrade their appearance and the way they present themselves to the world.
Yeah, you don't need to be a millionaire to look nice in public, or to just wear a button-up shirt or a polo. You really don't need to be wealthy for that to happen. It's just the overall standards have declined because of this, like I said, this nihilistic worldview where people just really don't believe in anything. They think that they're here for no reason, and they're just taught. And it's kind of funny with the body positivity movement. A lot of this is where that comes from. But the ironic thing about body positivity is that it doesn't actually celebrate anything beautiful. Like, it aims.
But my friend, I need you to hold on. Okay, this topic is obviously one that strikes a chord of passion with you. And if you can just give me 10 more minutes on hold, I want more of what you have to say, because this guy clearly cares about this topic a lot, and I hope you guys do as well. Listening to the program, have we become a nation of slobs? How do you dress? And where have you seen people dressed inappropriately? Pajama bottoms, are they still a thing? Because, to be honest, shopping, unless it's men's suits, shopping is my least favorite thing to do. And when I buy a men's suit, I go directly to the tailor and have them made, because I can. And that's my I have very few extravagances in life. I live in a very modest home, and that's what I enjoy. I like to look good when the situation calls for looking good in a suit. And it's one of my little weird quirks, I guess. I have many, many weird quirks, and I don't think we should go into most of them. All righty. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, and doing a show I've been wanting to do. Unfortunately, I had a bad habit of bringing it out at the very end of the program, and, we started this at 2:00. I'm continuing with it now. Have we in the United States become a nation of slobs? And if you do a Google search, you're going to see there's a whole bunch of articles about this. And, you know, without going into all the details, if you look at pictures of a street in downtown Buffalo, all right, just Main Street, Delaware Avenue, taken in the 1950s, 60s, and partially the 1970s, you'll see a totally different dress than what you see now on the very same streets. In fact, somebody with computer skills could probably do an overlay of then versus now, same location, and it would be very, very stark. Somebody else brought up going to a Sabres game. Sabres started in 1970, and you look at the pictures of people, especially in the gold section, the lower part of the bowl, and everybody was wearing a suit. Now it's not like that. I mean, now the official regalia of going to a sporting event is wearing a jersey supporting the team. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not allowed to wear jerseys unless I'm actually watching a game. That is a rule that I need to abide by to keep the peace. So that's what I've done. 803, oh, I'm sorry, exception is doctor's offices. Doctor's offices. And because you want something easy to take on, easy to put off. Easy to take off, easy to put on. You get the idea. 803-0930. Maybe there are people out there who think that it's good that standards have relaxed as they have. And I've got three levels of dress, which I've gone into previously. No reason to repeat myself now. Let's get back to Joe in Cheektowaga and see if we can get him to say nihilism one more time. Joe, you're on WBEN. Welcome back. Obviously, why does this topic, just out of curiosity, why is this striking such a blow within your soul?
Well, based on just my belief system politically, I'm more reactionary, and I just, everything kind of grinds my gears. I know you did that show the other day about gripes, and it's just like everything, you look out there and it's just the eroding of every sort of institution and tradition and all beauty and any sort of norm. It's just all, it's eroding away, and people just seem to be content with it. I mean, a lot of them don't, but they're just like, yeah, you know, what's on TV tonight? What's for dinner? You know, it's just like, and when it comes down to it, you know, a lot of the boomers listening to this show, it's an older crowd. A lot of them hated their parents. They called them fascists. They rebelled against the dress code because that's in a rebellion from a traditional institution. And after decades of daily and intense leftist indoctrination from media and government entities, how could it not impact the way we dress and the way we carry ourselves?
However, to the contrary, when you turn on Fox or CNN, their people, even MSNBC, their people are all properly attired.
Yeah, I mean, at least that institution hasn't been completely compromised, but that's next. I mean, after Congress and, you know, Lurch over there wearing casual clothes and whatever, I mean, what's next? I mean, everyone's just going to be on TV in their underwear or in a wife beater or a tank top or something like that. And we're just one step away, you know, just constantly the slippery slope of tearing down institution and tradition more and more each day. It's just a boiled frog analogy or a snowball effect, whatever you want to say, but it's inching. It's like a glacier move a little bit day by day, it chips away, you know, at our civilization. And yeah, I just think it's a massive problem. And what I was saying before with the body positivity stuff, is that the irony about the body positivity movement is that it hates actual beauty. Like women who are truly beautiful and they're in shape and they have long hair and they have a nice smile, they're considered like a colonizer. That comes from an oppressive institution. Men in a suit, they're viewed as being like some capitalist pig that's stomping on his proletariat workers. You know, he's just a CEO. That's the image that has been brought upon a lot of us. And some people might think I'm absolutely insane, but when you look at it that way, it's all about tearing down traditions and institutions, and that's why we get people today, you know, just wearing their Oscar the Grouch pants to out in public and everything else. So,
well, I'm glad this show has resonated so strongly with you, sir. I'm delighted, actually. What are you wearing right now?
I mean,
by the way, I have to ask you this, looking to date you.
You said you
want
to marry me.
Well, I know I don't want to marry you, but what are you wearing right now?
Oh, I just have like a button down shirt, like just like a button up shirt. I'm just sitting in my house. So, I mean, but like I said, you don't have to be dressed to the nines everywhere, but, you know, you can't be going out looking like you just got off the banana boat, as my grandpa used to say. You know, it's just put on a polo, put on a button up. Just come on. We got to do better as a civilization. We need a higher class of people in this country. It's got to start with us. We can't keep passing the baton because we're not going to have a country if we keep doing that to our kids. Just keep passing the baton. It's going to be over. It's game over. Game, set, match relatively soon if we don't pull it around. So,
very interesting. You're an interesting man. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
And I still don't want to date you or marry you, just so we're clear. Thank you kindly. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You agree with what the dude is saying there? Yes? No? Maybe? Think he's over the top? I think he makes some really good points. And, I don't think everybody needs to wear a suit when you go out and walk the dog. But there are certain, you know, there's a time and there's a place for everything. Like one of our previous callers said, you've got to have the right tool for the job, and you're not going to wear gardening, which you might wear to Russell's or one of the fine establishments around town. Here's Sybil in Buffalo. Sybil, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to your show ever since you came on laughing and stuff, but my problem is, I want to ask you a question. Since you've been saying you wear a suit, where did it come appropriate where a man is dressed good, shaved and everything, and you get down to his ankles, his pants either too short or no socks? When did it become where a man's supposed to wear a three-piece or any kind of suit with no socks?
Wow. You know what? I honestly, my dear, I have not seen that.
But you see it on TV?
Really?
What, like, you know, you see it on like some of the talk shows, ABC, CBS News.
Maybe that's a Hollywood thing or something. I don't know because let's just be frank here. One of the reasons you want to wear socks if you're wearing nice shoes is you don't want your nice shoes to smell like a locker room, and the socks help absorb the foot sweat. Right?
Okay.
Socks serve a purpose.
Right.
And as you get older, compression stockings.
When you have a nice suit on, and then you get down there to the feet and ankles, there's no socks, or the shoes run down. I mean,
How about the guys who wear a beautiful suit and they're wearing sneakers?
That's even worse. Or the pants are too tight and you can see every wrinkle. Or the jacket is too short and you can see everything else below the waist.
Well, that's where the Pepperidge Farm people have been very helpful to me over the years. But you got that. That's excellent. How big of a deal is this to you, Sybil?
I just think if you look at nice, and you keep your hair clean, your shave or whatever, and then you get down there, I just think that just throw everything off about you. I mean, what happened? You took your time to put on all this, the tie, the shirt, the pants, the jacket, but no socks.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, although I have not personally observed that. We did this in a previous show, but most of the TV I watch is Netflix and Amazon. I try to fill gaps. Yeah, I mean, I try to fill in these gaps in my cultural knowledge, and then once I get hooked on a movie, I watch it over and over again. But when do you think all of this started, this slovenliness?
Well, that's a good question, because all of a sudden I just started seeing it. And I'm like, since when do men wear a suit with no socks on? That's just so ugly to me. I don't want to see your legs like that. I want to see your legs with a nice suit with some, black, which depends on the color of the suit, the socks, the appropriate color socks with the suit, not no skin.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret when it comes to being a man. The best... And don't laugh at this, but the best socks I have found to wear with suits are compression stockings that go up to the knees, because they don't slither down and leave that like bunched up sense by your shoe. And, I have to wear them for certain reasons. Thank you, COVID vaccine. But anyway, that's a very interesting observation. You're the first person to bring that up. But you've also stumbled on something that is also important, that if you are going to take the time to dress up in a nice suit, you need to have a nice pair of shoes. Because if you're wearing crappy shoes but a $3,000 suit, kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yes, it does.
All right, my love. I thank you so much. You be well, okay?
You too. Be safe. Bye.
Indeed. Thank you. All right. There's Sybil. Great point. I mean, that's something I personally have not noticed. But then again, I mean, to be very honest with you, I'm not really into looking at guys' legs. Although, if I said I was, it could improve the demographic of the show. So I might have to take a double look at that. I'm just saying. Now, I'll be happy to continue this topic if there's interest in it after 5 o'clock. And I'm frankly gratified by the interest in this program. I knew this topic would work. It was just a question of, sometimes you got to find the right tool for the right day. And this proved to be the right tool for the right day. So I'm happy with it. When it comes to weddings, funerals, nice restaurants, have you noticed that we've become a nation of slobs? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I don't think, by the way, that I'm alone in having three tiers of wardrobe. One, super casual. Two, going out to places that are okay, but they're not anything fancy. And number three, the fancy places. Had to say it like a true Buffalonian. Here's Joe in Buffalo on WBEN. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
It's a great
topic. And, I'm in my 70s, late 70s, and I can remember my father was a construction worker. And when he went out, he dressed, made sure my brother and I dressed. I was just telling your call guy that when I worked, I had a part-time job a few years back at the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's the Department of Motor Vehicles, so I used to wear a shirt and tie. After a few weeks, I noticed that the rest of the guys that were there started to wear a tie. So, it must have been something that, they thought was they should wear. Nobody ever enforced it. But I think, it's what when somebody comes in and they look a little different, it looks a little better, looks a little cleaner, and somebody takes notice of it, especially you're working, the guys you work with. And the other thing was my friend who I grew up with said, Joe, you still wear a black suit and black tie to a funeral? I said, yeah, I wear a black suit and a black tie to a funeral. I said, that's what we did. That's what I do. And I still do it. And to this day, you know, I don't, whatever somebody else wears, it doesn't make any difference to me. But I think a lot of the dress codes that kids wear now and people wear, you know, started around the turn of the century, the 2000s I'm talking about, you know, the turn of this century. So I don't know the answer for it. All I know is my granddaughters dress, and they know that when they're with their grandfather and we're going someplace to eat, they dress. And I got to say one more thing, if you don't mind. Chefs, you know, years ago, you couldn't wear a baseball cap or a cap. You walk in to have dinner, they come over to the table and tell you to remove your cap. I don't care what your hair looked like. And now that's gone out the window. You know, after a 100-year anniversary, I wish they would bring it back. Because I did mention it to Lou Bilateri one time. I said, why do you let these guys carry the baseball caps at? I said, they never did that before. Things are changing. You know, so those are a couple of my thoughts. I don't know, you know, how that that coincides with somebody else. But I did like the guy who called earlier, Joe from Chippewa. You know, he did make some great points.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, the whole, okay, the baseball cap thing, that okay, you know what, that deserves special mention in the hour to come. Does it bother you when you see people wearing baseball caps inside an establishment? And a lot of it depends on the establishment, but certainly I don't think, well, I never quite understood why men shouldn't wear hats inside restaurants. It's just one of those social conventions, and, you know, you got to honor it. I mean, I like wearing hats, but they're not baseball hats every now and again. But I know enough that when I go inside a place, you take the hat off because that's what gentlemen do.
Right.
So I'm not claiming to be the world's best gentleman, but I at least like to, you know, act that way once in a while. But yeah, the whole baseball bat thing is fascinating, and I don't know if you've ever watched The Sopranos, but I've referenced this scene.
I did see that. Yes, I
yep.
did.
Yep. And those who don't want to, who don't feel like watching the entire run of The Sopranos, just YouTube Tony Soprano tells a guy to take off baseball hat in restaurant, and the server says, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not recommend wearing a baseball cap into Russell's anytime real soon. I would not.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to work. But the other thing you mentioned was the socks, and I'm a nut when it comes to. Yeah, it must be for my father or somebody, or someone who taught it to me. When your skin shows, and your pants go up, you know what I mean. And there's your sack, and then your skin, and then your pants. I could never stand that. I gotta wear socks where my skin doesn't show when my pant leg goes up when I sit down.
Well,
that freaks me out.
Before your time, sir, men used to wear garters with socks to keep them.
Yes, to keep
them held up. But I've got a cheat for that. Here's the cheat for socks that fall down. Compression stockings. They don't fall down.
Yeah.
And they also make your legs feel much better.
Yeah, and the other thing that you said about the shoes, when you got to wear a good pair of shoes with a suit, a lot of people don't know when you wear a suit, the shoes you should wear have ties. And when you wear a sport coat, you can wear loafers. So a lot of people don't know that. I tell people...
Oh, see, I'm not that fussy because I've got a very nice pair of shoes that are not tie shoes, but they are not cheap shoes that I wear with my suits.
I got more shoes than my wife, and she gets mad at me all the time.
I didn't think that was possible, sir. I thought that was like one of the laws of the universe. Thank you kindly. I appreciate hearing from you.
Good show.
Yeah, I'm really pleased by how this is going. You guys have been great. I mean, like I say, you guys make the show. I'm just the one who interrupts your good points. 4:58, it is Bowerly for John Locke. And ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to take control of your home's energy efficiency?